Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening, world? We are back at it again, a brand new episode with Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up. Come kick it with your people. You already know how we do.
For sure, man. Shout out to the top five countries tuning in. It's the same, so no changes. They holding it down. They all trying to climb on top of each other. We appreciate it. What's the top five, Mo?
Oh, snap. I mean, if it's from last week, let me see if I can go back in my notes. Let's see here. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, top five. I'm trying to waste time. Okay. So, number five, Bangladesh. Big shout out to Bangladesh. Number four, Finland. Big ups. Euro, Finland in the house. Number three, India, as always. Shout out to the Bay of Bengal. Number two, South America on the check-in. Big shout out to Brazil. Number one, of course, is the home team. Coast, West Coast, South, and I'm a Great Lakes representative. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you live and direct from New Amsterdam. So so big shout out to you and yours if you're out there listening. So tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on and listen. And, yeah, come kick it with your people, man. You know what I'm saying? Pull up a seat and have a listen.
Yes. And if you can tell a friend and another friend, then y'all can get y'all country in the top five countries and we'll shout your country out. Shout out to everybody else that didn't make the top five. We really, really appreciate you guys for rocking with us here on Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. We've been doing what we're doing, and we appreciate it. This is our getaway from life, you know. We can sit down for an hour and a half with you guys and just do what we do. So, man, my week, man, this week like renewal, right? You know, we just had the blue moon, blue full moon, and this is October, right? And so, you know, it's the 10th month, and somebody brought it to my attention, and I'm like, dang, that's you know, that's cool that more and more people are catching on to certain things. But in the spiritual realm, our cycle of 10 is completion. It's the ending, right? And all endings come with new beginnings. So a lot of things, you know, being ushered out of our lives, a lot of energy being ushered out of our lives, a lot of tests, you know, we've passed, we're ascending to the next level. You know, we're pushing out, you know, pushing out a lot of stuff. So me pushing out, you know, just a lot of energy and getting realigned and getting focused. Last week I did shadow work, and, you know, the shadow work is something that I take my clients through that come to me for life and spiritual coaching. I'm doing the course that whether they choose the 4 weeks or the 8 weeks, we're going to do some shadow work. Some people, they try to be in control of the shadow work. Those are the people that don't really allow the shadow work to do what it's supposed to do, because you cannot control shadow work, right? It's going to make you break down. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you deal with things that you didn't want to deal with, that you put to the back of your brain or you bury, you know, deep down inside. And our mission here is to become, you know, the likeliness of God. That means we deal with each and everything that we have encountered in our life, you know, with the people that we have encountered in our life, and we are able to move on and be great. Not having any skeletons in our closet, but just dealing with things the way that we need to. So last week was working on shadow work for myself, you know, to become a stronger version of myself for my family and for my godchildren and for my students, and, you know, just an overall work that we're doing, which is absolutely, you know, amazing. We have a retirement date now for me. I visited and pulled back, visited and pulled back. But we're officially at a retirement date that no matter what, I don't want to change. I just got to take the leap of faith and do what I got to do. It's just, you know, me looking forward to, you know, really doing this thing 100% self-employed, really, you know, embodying my spiritual work 100% instead of, you know, giving a portion of myself to this and a portion of myself to something that I feel is beneath me, you know. We all have to go through our certain parts of our journey, but when we reach a certain point, you know, you ascend and you outgrow certain things in your life. And me working a job for somebody else, I've outgrown in my life. That's how I feel. That doesn't have anything to do with anybody else that got to work, but I've outgrown it, you know. So working on that this week, just, you know, wrapping my head around, like, this is what we're going to do. Watching everything that has truly taken place and in the media and just kind of over it overall. Right now, there's nothing much that we can do, so I try to just find ways and keep myself embedded in my work instead of worrying about what they got going on. I was talking to somebody about when, you know, C-19 hit and how everybody was getting the unemployment and all this, and I was like, yeah, I got none of that. You know, I was working the whole time. You know, I was, you know, and I'm blessed to be in that situation, in that position. You know, but everybody got all this free money, and yet I didn't think of a way to want to go and get no free money. I just wanted to work, you know, and not have to deal with it. And I'm like, dang, you know, I missed an opportunity, but that showed me just how much I had become so comfortable and accustomed to working with these people, you know, because if I would have took off when the whole C-19 thing hit, man, I would have been straight. I probably wouldn't have been working for nobody else. You know, they was giving away all that free money, you know. So, me, you know, me aligning myself, wrapping my head around change, wrapping my head around new things, and my family is here. My family is here now from out of town.
Okay.
I don't know for how long, but they're here. And getting used to it, in tune with others being here. And, you know, anybody that comes around me, I'm big on structure. Everything is already in alignment. So just trying to keep it cool and enjoy the family while I can. Enjoy the makeup of having, you know, these awesome people around me for now. Yeah, just refreshing, man. This full moon is definitely ushering in change.
Yeah, it is.
That I feel, you know, is needed. You know, I think everybody has to embrace this full moon. We have a very important new moon that's coming. I think October the 14th. So that's going to be ushering in a lot of newness for us with this new moon situation. So I'm excited to see what the month of October is truly going to bring to us with the endings and new beginnings. And that's what October represents, endings and new beginnings. So how was your week, Mo?
So my week, I'm calling it cool, calm, and collected. It's just, you know, I'm in this fall space, just the way you was alluding to. Like I said, I feel the energy of the fall equinox. We're about to get into this like spooky season. You know, it's about to be, you know, when we turn back the clocks, it's going to be long nights and short days. Like in New York, you know, it rained for like 4 straight days. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, it was really just washing away, I think, a lot of just, you know, just the summer season. And it was kind of just making way for the fall. So I'm just in that energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just maintaining. But, you know, looking to jump forward. You know what I'm saying? I'm maintaining, but I'm looking to jump forward. So, you know, sometimes you got to take a slight step backwards to move, you know, 5-10 steps forward. So that's the zone I'm in. Big shot. Everything is just going smooth. Like I said, the real estate is really coming together the way I want it to come. Law of attraction is in full effect. Let me see here, what else? Interior decorating has been great. So, you know, blessed that's where it need to be. Shout out to my wife, Vintage Nubian. Like I said, that's on track. We're going to be taking a little quick break because my wife, she's going to, you know, her mother usually comes up here for like the fall time, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this year I'm doing a lot of, like, upgrading in my place. So, you know, her and her mother is going to take a trip to Montreal, to Canada, the last week of October. So that'll be my time to just kind of, you know, chillax. So looking forward to that. You know how we do. We always take our little break. So that's going to be well needed. And like I said, I'm just looking forward to the new adventures of the fall and the winter leading into 2024. Like I'm just in that zone. So once again, cool, calm, and collected. You know, that's my week.
To hear it. I seen that and I said, oh man, I said, I can't wait to talk to Mo because I seen the flooding that was going on. And a couple of weeks ago, everybody was calling me, was like, hey, it's flooded in Atlanta. You okay? And I'm like, it ain't flooding where I'm at.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what the heck people was talking about, but.
You see it on the news and stuff like that. So, yeah, I feel exactly what you just said. It ain't flooded where I'm at. You know, I'm in, you know, Brooklyn, Flatbush. So, yeah, it was, you know, it was like rainy and misty and all that type of stuff. But, you know, in different parts, you know, it did really flood, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm blessed that I didn't have to, you know, go any of those routes. So, you know, it's going to – and then today was like a summer day. So, so I guess, you know, the next few days it's supposed to be kind of sunny. I think it's going to even get up to 80 degrees on one of these days. So all that flooding is going to, like – you know, dry up. So, you know, nothing too serious. But Just thankful that and blessed that, you know, I didn't really have to be affected too much by the flooding. So.
Right. And I'm just really trying to figure out what's going on because it came and hit Atlanta, and it was the same. It was the same type of flooding, you know, and it don't flood in Atlanta. So with it hitting Atlanta and then it coming to New York, it's like, what are these people doing? Of course, you never know, but it's like people are struggling to pull money and make up reasons for money, and these things are happening. So, of course, they can't afford a government shutdown. And it just seems like there's something intentional about this situation. And if you don't think, if you haven't heard, yes, they can affect the weather. I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk about...
Yes, they can affect the weather. We'll get into that during the World Famous Shout-Out.
Yeah, I was going to say save that because I got some things to talk about in the World Famous Shout-Out. Big shout-out to Trump. You know what I'm saying? I see Trump back out here on his campaign trail. So got a chance to really kind of analyze that. So, you know, that's a little tease. So the World Famous Chopper, we'll get into a little political talk. But.
Yeah, you know, things be
kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to say, but this is the first week of the month. So you already know what that is. Spiritual conversation. So, you know, set it up
right
for the people.
Man, I pick these topics, and sometimes we will have, you know, repeat topics. Say this to your grandfather. Sometimes we will have repeat topics, but these topics are based on the things that I hear, in my journey and in my alignment and dealing with clients and my godchildren all day, and I hear the questions and they're there and I'm here and I want to be able to answer them because obviously this one here is one that is extremely important. Not only is it important, but one that I hear all the time, right? I hear all the time. And so there is a topic and I'm like, we're going to get into it.
Let's do it.
So let's do it. This is the first Sunday of the month. Every first Sunday of the month, we jump into a spiritual conversation. The last Sunday of the month, we do the World Famous Chop Up. Any Sunday in between, you never know what the hell you're going to get. Welcome to SG Spiritual Conversation.
Exactly.
How do you know you are on the right spiritual path? Man, we have to think that when we were brought up, whatever our parents believed in, that's what we went with. If they was in church, they took us to church. If they were Seventh-day Adventists, they took us to church with them. If they were, you know, Muslim, they took you to the mosque. If they were, the Kingdom Hall, what you call the people at the Kingdom Hall?
Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness, you're going to the Kingdom Hall. Whatever you grew up in, right? And so what you believe in is like an honor to your lineage, right? And we feel as though we are supporting our lineage based on carrying over the concept in which they taught us and they believed in, right? And honestly, that's how it was set up, and that's how it's actually supposed to be. Again, as I tell you, you go do your research. African spirituality was around before Christianity. It was around from Islam, you know, and a lot of these religions that they have is African spirituality. And so when the oppressor came in to learn our ways before they start stealing our ancestors from Africa, they sat and they learned us. They sat around us. They gathered information, right? Nothing ever changes. They still do the same thing now, but they do it via social media. Why? Because everyone puts everything on social media. So they're watching social media. They're watching what you're putting out there. You may feel like, just little old me, how can I, you know, make such a big effect if I'm just talking about this? And you can, right? Pay attention to all of the leaders, all of the black leaders that have the ability to influence. They've jailed them all. Malcolm X, The only ones that copped out was Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and they copped out for the Christianity way, but you see that they with the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But these are the people that they put up in front of you to be leaders, right? Look look where's Malcolm X? Where's Martin Luther King, right? Look at Rashad Jamal. The people that are really awakening, but in a masses, they find a way to lock them away so that they cannot be awakened by the masses. Now, for our people, when somebody get locked away, oh, they did something wrong, boo, boo, boo. White people get locked up every day. Look at the politicians. Politicians have more criminal records than the average person, but they still in politician, right? All about how they train us to look at our people, right? So you're supposed to take your lineage and your spirituality, like African spirituality. That's what I practice. Now, when my children used to go down to Florida and visit my dad and my stepmom was Seventh-day Adventist. So guess what? She would take them to church. I never, ever, ever said no. I never, ever said what the hell. When they asked me questions, I gave them a straight-up answer, and I said, I want you to be able to choose, right? I'm going to lead you how you're supposed to go, but I never want you to feel like it's something that you feel is in you, but you can't worship it because of me. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you the way, right? We create these children, but for every child born is an ancestor return, and we have to know that. And based upon how Christianity came about and how so many blacks are Christians, it came from slavery. So why are we continuing a trend based upon slavery, right? And so once you are chosen, because out of the whole crowd, everybody's not chosen. Out of the whole crowd, everybody is not going to be, hey, you're a leader, because if everybody's a leader, who's going to follow? So when you look at the politicians and you look at the one president over the entire country and this, is that, and the other, you will know everyone is not supposed to be a leader. So I'm going to play this clip for you. After the clip, I'm going to start back. Hold on. Let's go.
Can we tell who was selected?
Can you hear it?
You can turn it up a little bit more.
Well, what we're going through right now is definitely showing us a division in who is who in the family. So if you are trusting in your spiritual guidance, walking in no fears, you know, seeing through the illusion, that's the quality of the oracle. The quality of oracle is that she can see straight through the illusion, you see. She's not fooled by that. So whoever is seeing through the illusion, who's not falling for the okey-doke, who is not drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, those who are trying to tell your family members, not to participate in this programming, in this false programming, all of those who are demonstrating that they know there's, you know, a higher purpose involved here, you know, and is not giving in to the okey-doke, that's how you tell who is who, especially in the family, by you being on this presentation, you know, automatically exposes you, you know, as one of the healers, you know, but, you know, and I always say there's one or two in each family, but the one who leads the way, you know, to help others to see that we've been participating with an illusion, a matrix, and this thing is not real, and they are fully secure and confident in the power they have from a higher, for a higher purpose, to serve a higher purpose. Those are the ones that's been ordained. Can we tell who the selected
All right.
killer?
Those are the ones that's been ordained. Pay attention to the word ordained, okay? When you hear the word ordained, where do you normally hear it at?
You know what? Hold on. Keep going. I'm going to come back on this real quick. So let me just double check something real quick. You said
okay.
Ordained.
When you hear ordained, you generally hear it ordained minister, ordained to marry people, right?
Yes.
You have the power. You are chosen. You have it. to be able to lead the masses, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when you hear ordained. Now.
Yeah, no, you're right. I just looked up the definition. So, yeah, you're right. Go ahead. Yep.
So, now, before we come here, in our belief, before we get here, we choose our destiny. We choose the role that we're going to play. When we're in heaven, coming here, because we don't have a hell, you know, everyone is in heaven. Everyone is there, right? Your hell is here on earth. Your hell is the energy that you accomplish, have when you cross over, right? Some of them don't make it to heaven because they stuck in different realms because of the life that they've lived here, you know? Some people have done very wrong here, but before they ended their life here, they were able to get it right. But you always have to pay back what it is that you've done. So when we come through that black hole, which is the birth canal or coming out of the stomach, we're coming into a greater awakening. And when we get into that awakening, we're sitting here like, okay, wait, I forgot what I was supposed to do. So we're cleansed of our mission. And of course, the initiation is for us to be able to get the information back. It's for them to give us what our destiny is, for us to give us what we're supposed to be doing. Some of us are already on our mission as to what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm watching them. Give me a second. Some of us are already aligned with our destiny, but we also have to be sure, right? So when it all comes down to knowing your destiny, the only way to know your destiny is going through initiation for them to call down from the heavens to say, okay, now let's send us what we need to know for this said person, right? So a lot of people don't know that because you're stuck in the cycle of saying of the Jesus cycle or whatever the case may be, whatever cycle you're stuck in. So someone said, I put a post up today and it said it's a shame that people are more bothered by Jesus dying on a cross than by their ancestors hanging on a tree. And his brother said to me, he said, well, yeah, I get it, but, you know, they both sad, but, you know, Jesus, he took on the world's sins. I said, really, though? Now, you would really think that people would have the common sense to pay attention to this, but you would have somebody either come back with an analogy of why or somebody that just won't say anything. Well, if Jesus died, and this man, this Savior who y'all praising, he died for your sins, right? Why are we still in sin? Let the Bible tell us. We're still living in sin. And said sins, you can still be punished for them. So what did he die for to begin with? If that's the case, so you saying he died in vain? Or what type of image are you trying to paint to me that somebody died for my sins, but we living in sin? So we should be walking around in heaven then, if that's the case. But the average person is not going to pick up on certain things like that because they weren't tapped to be the leader. They weren't tapped to see outside of this, right? And so when they come with this routine to say, okay, well, we're going to put it in the great-grandmammy, and then the great-grandmammy going to put it in the grandmammy, and then the grandmammy going to put it in the mammy, and then the mammy going to put it in the child, right? That's what they do with these things, such as Christianity. They beat and force this belief into our people. Now, when they did that, they were not thinking that we were going to awaken. But just in case, they came out allegedly with the vaccination. And so, therefore, your education is everything. It is so important and you need it. But before you go get your education, you got to get this vaccination to be able to be around everybody else, right? So now, when they gave the vaccinations, they realized that the people that got them early on, the vaccination is wearing off. So therefore, so many of us are awakening because their whole goal was for us to never awaken and for us to always be under. We've been under a spell, right? We've been under spell. The veil has been over our eyes. So now that so many people are awakening to spirituality and they're having these questions that really can't be answered that make any sense at all, we're waking up and we're moving away from these religions and we're going into our own self, our own being, right? And so that's when they came with the C-19 to come with those regimens of vaccinations because that was to control what, the M2 gene, the M3 gene, what do they call it, in the front of your brain. So when they did that, it was still so many of us that did not take the blue pill, right? It's like the people that had the red pill, they were trying to get them to come back and take the blue pill to come back under their order. They were unsuccessful with that. Now, this is why Bill Gates is being praised so much, because Bill Gates told them years and years ago, 25 years ago, hey, these people are waking up here. These people are waking up, and we need to get them back in order, because if we don't get them back in order, nobody is going to listen to us. Nobody is going to follow what it is that we have to say. No one is believing in us anymore because everybody is awakening, right? They didn't listen to him then, but they're listening to him now, and this is why, you know, he's able to go and make just about any deal that he wants, because they're looking at him as the man with the plan. He warned us, and we didn't go towards this, so now whatever he says, let's take a look at it. Let's see what we can do, okay? So when you are tapped to be this leader, it's like things completely change for you. The things that they say should make sense doesn't make any sense anymore. So when you're sitting here waiting on something to make sense and it never makes sense, you're like, what the hell? You know, one of the questions I ask a lot of my students that come to me, hey, what have you prayed about this situation? And they tell me, yeah, I pray about it often. Okay, so you've prayed about this situation often, but you haven't seen change? Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, I haven't seen change. I'm still in the same predicament. I'm still in the same situation. You know, I don't know what to do at this point, And so I start to work with them, and as I start to work with these people, then all of a sudden things start changing. So then when they see things changing, they're like, oh, man, you know, yeah, this is great. This is amazing. But now you're so spoiled on things just being given to you. You're so spoiled on, all I got to do is go to church and pay tithes and pay an offering, and that's not really how this goes, because nothing is free. No, you got to go to church. Yeah, you got to pay your offering. Yeah, you got to do some more things as well, you know. You really have to invest in your spiritual journey. We know that it works, and because we know that it works, this is why we invest in our journey so much, because we know that it works. And how do we invest? We invest with we invest with money, right? Because tools cost. We want to cover people's energy that we're using, you know, so on and so forth. Then that's when the people, they back up. Well, it costs, but when I went to church, I could just put $2 in the offering plate and go about my day. And my love, that's why you was praying and nothing was happening, you know? Like it's a cause and effect to this. But the way to keep people in a revolving circle, right, is to sell them a false dream. And that's what's being sold to you at church. So when you do go and you get a win, you're thankful. You're like, oh, man, I finally got a win. I finally got a breakthrough. You know, I finally got a breakthrough. I finally got some extra money. You know, how did you get extra money? Oh, well, I worked. Hold on one second.
All right.
So, you know, Black is in her spiritual conversation.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm having to get accustomed to people being here and not knowing how my rules are set, and I'm not trying to change my rules. So then, therefore, it's butting of the head because people aren't asking my rules; they are just trying to change my rules. You know, it's just like, calm down. Structure is important. But listen, so we have to. We're going in this cycle, and you're sitting in church, and guess what? It's set for you to go to church and pray and pray and pray. And then you say, well, how did you get this? How did this happen for you? I just went to work, and I've been on my job for 5 years, and they gave me a pay raise, and it was a good one, and I got extra money. Well, if you're on your job for 5 years, you definitely should have already had a pay raise. If you're on your job for 5 years, you definitely should have already been where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? But again, we as a people, we're not looking at the logic in that, because I could take that same thing and go to Ephah and say, okay, Ephah, this is what I need, and I can do the offering, and it's here, right? So then they take it and they try to demonize what we're doing, right? So then you, I ask them, if you want to demonize what I'm doing, how can something that I'm honoring tell me to lead with a pure heart, tell me to not cause harm to another human being, tell me to not harm a human being if it's not warranted, tells me not to lie, tells me not to pick at old people, tells me not to do people with disabilities wrong. All of these laws that we have set up to make us an ideal person, telling us to have good character, telling us to have good energy, all of these laws that we have set up for us in our tradition, but for it to be demonized, it's like, how can you demonize something that makes us so great? You can't. So it's always them fighting back. So being the leader of my lineage, right, being the one that was tapped on the shoulder, I still have people in my family that be like, oh, that's demonized and that's voodoo and that's hoodoo, oh, and you don't even know the name you're using. You're just using a name. But, again, that's their purpose. They're there to try to stop people and slow people down, because everybody in the crowd believes in this. Right. And this person, right, oh, you're the black sheep, you know, all of us, we're white. We're going with the flow. We're going with Massa, right? But obviously it's something that this person has felt that they're going left. So then the next thing that they say is this person is crazy. Oh, that person had mental issues. That person is crazy. That person was under a spell. That person was this. That person was that. Yeah, I've had somebody, you know, like just the weirdest things, right, that you will hear. And at the end of the day, it's astounding how our own people, you see these demons working through them, because what they're doing is they're allowing demons to come into their body, and they have no soul once the demon has accessed you, right? And you are so focused on bringing someone else down that doesn't believe what you believe. Instead of saying, well, that's something different, I don't believe in that, but that's what they do, yeah, and keeping your comments to yourself, right? And so I had the extremely blessed opportunity. I didn't ask. It just happened. Somebody in my family came and said, hey, I want to do Osei Ifah. I want to join Osei Ifah. I want to be prayed over. I want to join your prayer calls. You know what I'm saying? Every morning. And that touched my heart, because this is somebody that they're awakening, praying about this for a long time. Something else has to give. I don't treat anybody any different, whether you're my family or not. You need to have your donations. This energy work is not free, okay? Our time is not free. Supplies are not free. We use actual supplies, right? We use liquor and just about everything that we do, right? Because that's how you appease the spirit, right? That's why it's like nothing said. It doesn't even tell you in the Bible not to drink liquor. It tells you not to get drunk. In the same way in our spirituality, it doesn't tell us not to drink. It tells us not to get drunk. So in Ifah, Isheshe, we use OT in just about everything, right? We finna give some OT and we ain't giving nothing else, right? Like, here you go. Take this energy. And so for those that have devoted our lives to it, we've seen the change. We've seen what it can be. But there are some that came in that were chosen. You, on every level that you go, it's a choice that you make. Are you going to do right or are you going to not do right, right? And every level there is. When you get to the point of initiation, you're choosing to want to do right. When you get to initiation and you gain these powers, right, because you do. You have some people that say you don't gain any more powers. You do, because you get a whole nother level of spiritual protection. So you on a whole nother playing field. So when you gain this extra ashe, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to do right with it or are you going to do wrong with it? There are some people that do not gain any extra ashe. Everybody's path is different. But you can't tell everyone that they are not going to gain any ashe because you are not a part. You're not their God. You're the God of you. You're not the God of them, right? And so when you get this ashe, are you going to do right with it or are you not going to do right with it? And you got a lot of people that go through initiation and get this ashe and they do not do right with it, right? They attack each other. They slow each other down. And this is why when you go through these things, you have to stay on the right side of the fence. You got let them do what they're doing. And you got to continue to move with dignity and grace with a pure heart so that you can continue to top your enemies. And Ephah will continue to give you victory over your enemies. But whatever it is that you believe in, some of you guys may be Christian, wanting to know if being Muslim is better. I read something one Muslim brother posted. He said that people are coming over to Islam at an alarming number, right? People are coming over to Islam at an alarming number. I wonder why. Why is it now that so many people are leaving Christianity? And people are leaving Christianity at an alarming rate because now people are seeing like, okay, I'm coming in. I'm giving my offering. I got to go get on my Sunday's best. I'm at revival. I'm at wherever. I'm doing what I'm doing, but my life hasn't changed. So the only people that's winning is the people that are able to benefit from it. The people that the churches are paying off, if you're a mega church, the pastor, the people that are close to them. But your congregation isn't seeing the results that they need to, but people are scared to leave the congregation based on their lineage, based on what they were taught. People are scared to date certain people based upon what their family going to say. So you already know when it comes to religion, they really like, I don't feel it. And it don't seem right, but this, I don't want to make my mama sad. I don't want to make my granny sad. I want to make them proud of me, so I'm going to stick with it. This is how we have so many leaders that we're waiting to just come about and do what they're supposed to do and leave the oppressor's energy behind and step their ashe up. It's ridiculous. You got so many people, but you're walking with the crowd, right? You're walking in your human experience. It's fun to not have that responsibility because, oh, it is a responsibility. When you recognize that you're called, it's a responsibility. You have to heal yourself before you can heal anybody else. And that means whatever it needs to mean for you, okay? Mine was me healing myself mentally and physically, right, before I was able to heal other people. So you never know what you're going to have to go through on your journey. But when you answer it and you do the work, it's way better than still walking with the crowd, being in the same place, smoking weed every day, drinking every day, in the club every day, having sex every day, going to work every day, repeat. Because now you're traveling and you're seeing the world and you are really getting the best out of life, right? Lil Duval posted something today. He said, there's no such thing as a happy ending, so be happy until the end. Oh, man, that shit there was amazing, right? Because you don't know how you're going to end up out of here. So take every day and be happy with it and cherish it and don't allow anybody to shake your energy. These demons will attach themselves to anybody that they can. They will attach themselves to anybody that they can. How do you allow a demon to attach itself to you? Low vibrational thinking, being in a mindset of drinking all the time and being drunk, doing drugs, all of these things will allow these energies to attach to you because you're on their level. You're on a lower form. You're not thinking right. You're not marking right. You're not moving right, right? And so when you are in that energy and they attach themselves to you, their ultimate goal is to send you to take down, to take down someone of a higher vibration, right? Then you're rewarded because you have done what they need you to do, and that's to bring down somebody from grace, right? So we have to be mindful of everybody that we have in our energy, and we have to be mindful to stay the course. And when you're chosen, you have to move in grace at all times. You have to move in grace at all times because if you're not, if you're not doing right, then what you doing? Not right, okay? So whatever not right means to you, right? Some people say it's wrong. Some people say, you know, a horrible, whatever. Whatever not right means to you, that's where you are. And so we don't need people just to awaken to their spiritual journey, awaken to the fact that they're leaders, because everybody was not meant to be leaders. But think about how many families we have. And if it's 1 to 2 people out of every family that's said to be a leader, we need those people to step up. And not only step up, but choose to do right when they step up. Choose to do right when you get your ashe. Choose to do right when you have that energy. Don't be afraid to talk about God, right? I've had people before, I shared it with you guys, I've had people before like, you talk about God too much. Well, what you want me to talk about? Like, you want me to be one of those people that only praise God when I'm winning? Or you want me to be one of those people that praise God anyhow? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not always in a phase of where, like, oh, everything is peaches, right? But I'm never, ever losing. So you have to know that. I'm never, ever losing. So I'm going to thank God every single day. I'm going to talk about God every single day. I'm going to tell you about the goodness of God. I can have a regular conversation with you, but I ain't going to stay there too long. No, I'm not going to come down to your level too long to talk to you. I'm not going to make it seem like I'm too good to talk to something beneath me, but I'm not going to stay there too long. That's what I'm saying. What you think?
Gotcha.
No, that's deep. I mean, I second everything you said. So, you know, once again, tonight's conversation, you know, or tonight's topic is how do you know you're on the right spiritual path? I would definitely say, like, everything you just said just shows me that you are definitely on the right spiritual path. You know what I'm saying? Especially from the beginning of our conversation,
Ashe,
6 years ago to now. Oh, man, like, the growth you've shown, you know what I'm saying? I just want to just tell you, because I've been a witness to it. So, you know, you're definitely.
Ashe.
Yeah, so, and when it comes to me, you know, I believe I'm on my spiritual path as well. You know what I'm saying? And
You are?
I just think, yeah, thank you. I just believe that, that like, if I'm answering the question, how do you know you're on the right spiritual path? I, you know, I only can speak from my perspective, but I'll share that things start to come full circle, you know, at least for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, you start to just, things that was blurry, you know, just starts to become clear. You know, people reveal themselves, and you can kind of, you know, move past those people, or, you know, keep them at a certain distance. You know, just different things just open up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just start to just see things clearer. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you get a different vision, a different perspective. Your instincts broaden. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? But you have to be ready for it, because a lot of people just, you know, they aren't ready yet. You know, they haven't reached a certain level of understanding where they can kind of, like, you know, let it guide them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's the best way I can answer the question. But, you know, I love spirituality, because spirituality really just taught me so much, you know, as far as, because I've always, like I said, I read this thing, one thing, astrology or horoscope, but it talked about the 1978 Leo, which is what I am, right? But basically, it said lifelong student, and that's what I am. I mean, that really is a good choice of words for me, in my perspective, because we're a religion, you know, I've studied so many different religions, you know what I'm saying? And through my spirituality, you know, like I said, I can shapeshift. And right now, like, I'm in, you know, I know we were talking about Christianity and stuff like that. And like I said, it has its ups, it has its good and its flaws, you know, just like everything else, you know what I'm saying? But for me, like I said, I feel like I'm able to shapeshift into my Christian kind of, you know, ancestry, so to speak. I know you were, you know, speaking on certain things, but for me, like, because even when I was younger, you know, I never could look at Christianity from the traditional standpoint or just a conditioned standpoint. Even as a kid, like, I would always wonder, like, why do I got to dress up to be here? But they lived, you know, then, you know, my elders would tell me, oh, you're supposed to be in your Sunday's best and, you know, to come and praise and all this other stuff. But then I would see, you know, people in Islam going to a, you know, mosque, and they just have regular clothes on. They're doing the same thing, praising. So, you know, just certain little things that I would just question, you know what I'm saying? But, and, you know, why do I have to go every Sunday and stuff like that? You know, Sunday I don't feel like going in the church. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I just praise from where I'm at? You know what I'm saying? So, there's always certain things, you know, but, you know, as I got more spiritual, you know, I kind of see that God is, you know, omnipresent, meaning like just always around, you know, it's just an energy, you know what I'm saying? It's a universe and it's just like tapping into it. So, and then the other thing I would say too, I believe when you're in your right spiritual path, you know, the law of attraction takes place. You know what I'm saying? Certain people come into your circle and they can kind of, you know, I guess game recognize game or like recognize like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's why me and Black, you know what I'm saying? Like, why our orbits kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we fell into the same orbit or the same atmosphere because, you know, everything happens for a reason. And then, you know, just certain other people that I've met, you know, on my journey that I see that they have some enlightenment about them, you know what I'm saying? And because I have it, you know what I'm saying? So when it's like a force, you know what I'm saying? So when you have it and you see it in somebody else, you know what I'm saying? It's just it's like a magnet. So, yeah, you know, that's my take on it. And what's interesting too, you know, like I said, I always, as we talk, you know, I always say each season I'm different, you know what I'm saying? But I do feel like right now I'm kind of like shape-shifting on my Christian, you know what I'm saying? Not to say I'm religious, I'm just on my spiritual part though. Because like I said, right now we're in the spooky season, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got your Halloween, and then this is the time where, you know, people can indulge in like the darkness, you know what I'm saying? And I've had years when I've like kind of indulged in that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I can kind of, feel like I'm at a level of understanding where it doesn't really affect my psyche. You know what I'm saying? I can kind of tap into certain energies and stuff like that. But this energy, I mean, this season, I have a lot more light with me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of looking at it from the light and seeing the darkness as opposed to just being in the darkness and just roaming around that way and like tapping into those energies. So, you know, so that's interesting for me, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, now that I'm, it's another thing too, the Bible, right? I've always, because I'm a reader, right? But I'm going to be honest, the one book that I've like read bits and pieces of here and there because it's so long and it's so old school is the Bible. But I feel now as I get more mature and more into my understanding and my wisdom and stuff like that, I am going to start reading a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Because I've always been a person too. I've always been intrigued when I did go to church by people who can interpret a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Because I think it is something to that, you know what I'm saying? But very rarely have I seen somebody that can kind of interpret it, or maybe they was, and maybe it was for that season. And then, of course, then we, like, lost the connection. So that's another reason why maybe I as a young youth or whatever, I never really gravitated towards the church, so to speak, because, you know, even when I would go, when I go to church every so often with my wife, because, you know, my wife, she's not as religious as she used to be, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, she used to always want to go to church on Easter, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how she was raised and stuff like that. So, you know, yeah, recently, you know, a few years ago, you know, I would go with her or whatever. And then sometimes I was in a season where I would want to bring my Egyptian yoga, you know what I'm saying? My Egyptian yoga, you know what I'm saying? Just to have that right by my side because I was just so on that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, okay, I'll go, but I'm still repping this, so to speak. But now, I guess the point I was just trying to make, I don't want to just be jumping all over the place, but I guess the point I was trying to make is, you know, even recently, like when I would go, maybe they'll have a couple of points where they can put it together, but nobody ever could put it all together for me because I feel like I have that in me to be able to just interpret it myself. Because basically when you go and you see a preacher, all they're doing is breaking down different parables from the Bible and just making it relatable, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole congregation. That's what it's all about. So with me, you know, I feel like I'm at that level of understanding, or I believe I am, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'm working towards it, that now if I do start reading the Bible more, you know, as the age I am now, that I'll be able to just really, you know, kind of interpret it a certain way and really kind of maybe see things from that angle. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, make it make sense in my own life. So I don't know. That's just something else that I'm kind of like thinking of. But go ahead.
You touched on a couple of things. One, like I seen a post today, and they said, do you know in order for you to have a relationship with God, you need to go to church and you need to tithe? And that's, you know, that's really how they used to teach back in the day. And I'm like, no, because I got a relationship with God, and I don't go to church. I ain't been to church, and I don't know how many.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is when the spirituality, like they ripped Christianity so close from African spirituality that a lot of things, you know, resembled. See which one existed first in real life, right? Like really break it down and make sense how long things existed. African spirituality existed before then. So when people in church catch the Holy Ghost, that's called being straddled. They're straddled by a spirit, right? Speaking tongues, that's the spirit speaking through them when they're speaking in tongues. All of those things happen in Ifa. You know, all of those things happen when it comes to us, a deity, the energy coming to speak through that person. All of those things happen. It's a combination between your voice spiking and the music playing at a certain beat. That's why, you know, when people catch the Holy Ghost, they got that certain tone that be happening, that certain music thing that be happening, and that rhythm will bring it out of them. You know what I'm saying? That rhythm brings it down. Right? Just somebody just standing there, you know, and they may get caught in theyself and they crying and boom, you know, they catch it. But more than likely, they got to play the rhythm to bring it down. This is where they get the drums from us. When they play the drums, they can, certain people can bring spirits down when they play the drums, right? And certain people, they go into trance and they do what they do.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a lot that recognizes that. Now, we don't have to dress the part. But it's certain things like we can't go out with our shoulders out, right? That, like the head wrap, okay? So if African spirituality was around before Islam, then you already know. They took every religion took a little piece of something that was already there. So, of course, we have our head wrap and we can't wear our shoulders out, right? And that's something that, you know, we have to, you know, get into. We can show a tad bit of cleavage, but, you know, we want to be mindful of how we roll. You got some priests that don't want their woman wearing tight clothes. They insecure. You got some priests that's like, long as she wrapped up, baby, do your thing. You know, you can have your head wrapped, your shoulders covered, and if your dress is long and it's tight, look at my, this my prize, you know. So it all depends on who you with. You know, I was with a very jealous person at one point, and I was like, yeah, that ain't for me. But I could not, like, I couldn't let this person ruin, you know what I'm saying, something great for another, you know, owl that I will cross path with. Because at first I was like, oh, man, I'll never deal with another owl. I would never deal with another, you know, priest. But you can't, you know, be in the energy that I'm in and then say you're not going to deal with somebody in the same energy. You just have to be very mindful and, you know, cognizant of who you're dealing with and making sure that, you know, things aren't a facade, that people are really moving how they're supposed to be moving versus, you know, trying to do spiritual manipulation to get something that they want, you know. So that's important. And for you guys, when you hear Mo say, I've seen a ghost, me and Mo have been doing this show for 6 years now, 6.5 years now, basically. And, you know, from the beginning to when I first started the show, I was not a devotee of Ifa. I had just started my spiritual journey in reference to looking into Ifa, right? Like just going, I don't even think I had been taken to Ifa yet. I think by the time Mo came in, I was just pregnant with my youngest one. And, I don't even know if I had been introduced to Ifa yet, but I think I had. If I was pregnant, then I think I had just been introduced to Ifa. But I was a spiritual being well before then, right, not knowing that it was Ifa that was walking with me. I always seen things different. You know, even when I was going to church, it was like, okay, But then this is just like a whole program. It's a, you know, it's not. And so when I pulled myself away from the church in my early 20s, and then I tried to go back in my 30s, and then that just didn't happen. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm finna join this church. I'm finna do this and do that. And New Mercies, matter of fact, New Mercies was a church that I joined here in Atlanta because I'm like, you know, I need to be on point. I need to take my children and so on and so forth. But I think I did New Mercies for about a year, and I was looking at the politics, and I'm like, this don't sound right. And I think it was something outside of the church, but it was dealing with the church. And I was like, that don't sound like good business, because why would you, you know, why would it go that way? And I just started pulling myself back. And then when my younger son father brought me to the Orisha, he really did. The way he brought me to the Orisha, he showed me a movie, and then he told me about Ifa and, you know, yada, yada. Like, basically, like, okay, you're a God because God is within you, and there's higher powers. There's a God to everything that's out here, and you need to go do your research on Ifa. That's what he did. And I said, do my research on Ifa. So I was like, tell me more. He said, I'm not going to tell you more. Go do your research. And I said, okay, well, fuck it. Then I ain't finna go research nothing. So for 2 weeks, I was just like, whatever. But no, the pill, was I had swallowed the pill because I was intrigued. So I went on to learn about Ifa solely by myself. He did not tell me about Ifa. He would not teach me about Ifa. He was like, go figure it out. And then when I figured it out and come to find out I was born Ia Nifa, he then wanted to take credit. You then wanted to take credit. So give him his honor because, you know, he was, you know, he allowed spirit to use him to bring me to Ifa is where I was supposed to be. And to put everything together, and then everything started to make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's very little that I question, because a lot of times it could just be how the person is telling you the story that you would question. But overall, you know, metaphorically, you will understand Ifa. You will understand the verses, the scriptures of Ifa, right? And the scriptures of Ifa is big, you know. Over 4,000 plus, you know, verses, 4,096 verses. So it's a lot, you know, to learn over time. And if you, you know, put your time in, you'll learn these verses and you'll know, you know, the different structures and you'll know, you know, how things will unfold and align and so on and so forth. So it's a forever student journey, right? Mo is a Leo. I'm an Aquarius. We're the same, but opposite. So with that being said, you know, it's an honor, it's a privilege to be with, you know, Mo, because it's like, okay, this is my brother. No matter what we have going on, we still come here every Sunday and meet up and be able to, you know what I'm saying, challenge each other's brains. You know, like, I might look at it like that. Okay, you know. And it's a beautiful aspect to be able to, you know, have somebody like that. But I just want y'all to know that, you know, again, you know, Mo gave prime example. His wife wanted to go to Easter Sunday because that's how she was raised. Most of us are continuing traditions in which we were raised, not doing things that's conducive with our higher purpose, but it was because we were raised this way. We are, you know, we are doing said things. So just be mindful of that. But that's all I had.
That was awesome. So, once again, you know what I'm saying, big shout-out to Black, you know what I'm saying, the first Sunday of each month, you know, we always have the spiritual conversation. So it's one of my favorite shows. I always look forward to it because I always, you know, it's some nice spiritual just cleansing and, you know what I'm saying, just focus and just polishing. So it's always good. It's just a good balance, you know what I'm saying, because I know I can be with the shits, you know what I'm saying. I can get on my ratchetness, you know what I'm saying? So I just love to be able to balance it all out. So without further ado, let's get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So anybody that's new to the show, you know, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week, bring it to the world famous chop up and speak on it. You know what I'm saying? So, as I always do, you know, before I get into my topics that I've came up with, Black, was there anything she was tripping on this past week that she was like, you know what? I'm going to bring it to the world famous Chop Up, and we're going to talk about it.
Only one thing, because I don't want to take over your world famous Chop Up, but they just came with a deal for a couple more months to keep the government open. And I'm really like, shut this motherfucker down. You understand? We are in a recession, and this is what I meant at the beginning of the call when I was saying something is going on. It just stormed out in Atlanta, right? Then all of a sudden, it stormed out in New York. What are the fucking odds? We got to keep in mind, for those that weren't in tune, NASA went up and created this whole space station, and they did something as well where they could control the weather. They talked about it a little bit, but you really got to do your research to see to the extent of how well NASA can control the weather. And each one is explaining how much rainfall, like 4 days of rainfall in 30 minutes. That's fucking unheard of, okay? And you're like, oh, well, that's God. No, this is NASA at this point. This is allegedly, okay, these are these people manipulating the weather, right? So we're at a government shutdown. So how do you get them to agree to not shutting this bitch down so they can send more money to Ukraine? You create natural disasters. Because if the government shuts down during a natural disaster, they cannot pay out a natural disaster. So this is what they're doing. This is why I keep saying, this election belongs to Uncle Trump, but I know, like, I'm watching them and how they're having this person be strategic. If you don't know, the White House, every White House representative has someone that they hire. And this person is infamous for creating catastrophic events, right, to go in the favor of the president and go in the favor of what they need to happen. They actually have a person that does this. Do your research, right? And so as I'm seeing, boom, it floods in Atlanta, flood in Atlanta, and then the same type of flood hit in New York, flood in New York, what the fuck? And then you got the government shut down. The Republicans ended up signing the bill because they know that people needed help, right? The Democrats don't give a fuck about y'all needing help. They don't give a fuck about what y'all need, and that's what they're using to keep funneling money to Ukraine. So they have some type of debt with Ukraine because obviously it has to make sense. They have some type of debt with Ukraine that they're trying to pay off in order to get something from Ukraine or to buy something from Ukraine, whatever this is, right? And this is what they're doing. But at this point, I'm like, shut this motherfucker down, okay? Whatever they got to do to stop them from funneling money to Ukraine, then they need to do that. People are getting rich. The money that they're funneling to the Ukraine is also, you know, aiding in them as well. But really, it's more so like, shut this motherfucker down at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of them signing new bills. You know, we got to do what we got to do. Yes, there's government workers that need jobs. Y'all chose to work for the government. But if we got to shut this motherfucker down to show them that we are not playing, you know what I'm saying, then you need to shut this motherfucker down. Because right now they are inflating all of our prices and taking the extra money and sending it to Ukraine. Every extra dime we spend on groceries, rent, they raise the property taxes. They raising everything. Shut this motherfucker down, man. I'm sick of them, and I just want the Republicans to get a backbone and finally tell the Republicans to eat a dick.
Okay. All right. So So with that being the case, I don't even know what to say. Black just went on her rant. But, yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Speak on it. But what I did get a chance to check out, because it's a lot of stuff, man. The political climate is really heating up. So we had the second Republican debate. It's like a primary debate. Trump didn't do it, you know what I'm saying, because Trump is already just – he's campaigning. He was campaigning, I believe, in Michigan at the time of the debate. So, you know, I got a chance to just – I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw the highlights. But I think people are really looking and kind of paying attention to see if anybody out of these candidates is anybody going to, like, you know, I guess separate themselves from the pack. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? There's one black guy, you know what I'm saying? Very conservative. I don't really know too much about him. I think I've seen little bits and pieces of him here and there, you know what I'm saying? But that's the beauty of this whole, you know, of how this political, how it starts. You know what I'm saying? You start to see people, and then you see the people, if they start to come up, they fall off or whatever. So he was one person I was kind of, you know, just, all right, I noticed him again. You know what I'm saying? And then they have a female. She wasn't nothing. I mean, she didn't really move me at all. They got the chubby dude. I forgot. The dude, I think he was like a governor of Jersey at one point. Chubby dude. He's not doing nothing. I can't even think of the name. So it's irrelevant. DeSantis, you know, he's the only one that was kind of making a little bit of noise. But, you know, Trump roughed him up a few months back, and he kind of fell off. So the one good thing I will say, you know, that I'm peeping this. So here's the situation, right? So we are in October. So once we get into November, we are a year away. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not. So November 2024, you know, we will have the national election. So that's why, you know, everybody's starting to jockey for position. And so, of course, if you're not really familiar, because a lot of people, you know, that might be listening, might not pay attention to this, or might not care or whatever. So this is something that I start to really pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? I always say this, you know, as far as like the local stuff, you know, when I have certain properties in an area, okay, then I'm going to definitely pay attention to, you know, the local stuff. If I have certain kids in the school district, of course, I'm going to pay attention to that. So right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm all about what intrigues me. And what intrigues me is the presidency. You know what I'm saying? So this is when I pay attention. So on the Democratic side, of course, you just have one person. It's not like, you know, like a person, you know, did their 8 terms and you know we got to have a new president. You know what I'm saying? So that's when you're going to get both sides. You're going to get the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, you know what I'm saying, jockeying to see who's going to become, you know, the candidates. But, of course, we have Joe Biden who's in office, you know what I'm saying? So I don't call – you know, if I don't respect you as a president, I don't call you president Joe Biden, you know what I'm saying? So he doesn't get that respect from me, you know what I'm saying? So I think most of – even the people that were so just you know, what's the word I'm looking for? The people that were just so against Trump before and just didn't care, just was, I'm just going to take the lesser of two evils. I think even those people now started to kind of move off of their position. You know what I'm saying? You see it's weakening. It's not so, because they see, I mean, the writing's on the wall. You just see the way this guy hasn't been running the country well at all. You know what I'm saying? He's just in over his head. The guy's just, you know, nothing against anybody that's, you know, of a certain age. But, you know, at this point, this guy should be retiring. He should not be, you know, running the presidency. He doesn't have a fervor for it or nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, which leads me to believe, and shout out to Trump, because I got a chance to listen to his or watch his NBC interview. You know, he sat down with a local, I guess, journalist or whatever, and they talked for about 1 hour, 15 minutes. So it was interesting, you know, seeing him back in the fold and stuff like that. So things, you know, I took a couple of notes, so I'm gonna bring it to the attention. Oh, you know what? In Black, you know, you played a clip earlier. I might just play this clip. Yeah, I think I am. You know what? I think I am, because I taped this little part, and you know, before I run out of time, because I'll just get off on a tangent and just start talking my ish. But let me just play this clip. While I'm thinking about it, I think I already got it queued up. So I'm going to play this clip, and then I'm going to come back to it. So Black, if you're listening, too, you can tell me what you think about it. If not, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to give my point of view.
I'm listening. I got you.
Listening? All right, so this is very interesting. And I didn't get – yeah, I'm going to play the whole part. All right, so here we go. Clip time. Well, let me get the.
If you were to cut a deal between President Putin and President Zelensky, do you run the risk of emboldening China to invade Taiwan?
Not at all. Because China is another one I got along to until we had the China virus come in.
once COVID came in, okay, once it was like, because I made a great trade deal with China, one of the greatest deals ever made for the farmers and for the manufacturers, $50 billion a year is a great deal. I don't even talk about it because once COVID came in, it was like, I didn't want to talk about anything. I was a much different person. What happened to this world, not our country, the whole world, what happened with COVID. And it shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened. What happened, what China did to the world was so bad. But I had a great relationship with President Xi. Really great relationship. And he was going to stop fentanyl from coming in. He was going to do a lot of things. He was going to criminalize it if you made it. You know, in China, they have a death penalty for drug deals. He was going to make that with fentanyl deals, too. But then the election didn't work out, and he never had to do it.
I know you've been asked this, but very quickly, if China were to...
So, all right, Black. So, if you got a chance to listen to that part, was there anything that stood out conversation to you?
It was so far away, but no, not Trump
right.
was talking, so I'm pretty sure it was something that was interesting.
All right, so here's the situation. So the reason why I even taped that clip was the fentanyl part. You know what I'm saying? This is like, you know, this is something I'm going to have to research a little bit more because, of course, you know, fentanyl, it seemed like it just came on the scene in the last, I don't know, 5 years, you know what I'm saying? Like 5-6 years, you know, right before COVID really hit, you start hearing about fentanyl. And the part that kind of blew my mind was he was saying that it could have came from China as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow, I've never heard of that theory. But now, you know, I'm just – now my instincts are kind of kicking in because, you know, of course, the whole COVID, I remember when that came about, the lab and stuff like that, and, you know, some scientists was out there, and you know, in China, and then all of a sudden it came over here. You know what I'm saying? But the other thing, too, is fentanyl, right? So the reason why I'm like, wow, that's kind of something to pay attention to. Because, and once again, I need to do my research a little bit more. And, you know, the more and more, I like to just have, like, information come to me organically. So I don't want to just pass judgment already. But, you know, it is something to pay attention to. And I'm just saying this, right? I'm just letting my analytical instincts kind of kick in. So when it comes to, like, China, you know what I'm saying? Of course, China's very well at, like, you know, a lot of the manufacturers out there. So, of course, when it comes to, like, bootlegging, you know what I'm saying? They've always been, you know, great at just copying certain things, you know what I'm saying? So that's why people, when people come to New York City, they'll go to Canal Street, you know what I'm saying? And that's, like, kind of like in Chinatown or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But Canal Street, you know, you'll get all the fake, you know, brands and stuff like that. If you want a fake Louis bag or a fake Gucci bag or whatever, you know what I'm saying? All the luxury brands get bootlegged. So this whole fentanyl situation, and this is why I kind of like ease back on, like, not a, you know, marijuana's legal up here and it's like a freaking dispensary on each corner. I kind of fell back. I was so pumped. You know, I was so pumped up, like, oh man, I can't believe it. Like, finally, like, weed is legal and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? If you would have heard my conversations 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when this was on the cusp, you know, I've said it many times. But now that it actually is, I don't know, man, because I don't know what's in this stuff, man. And fentanyl, it just seems like, you know, that's just a something that you can't really detect. You know what I'm saying? And it's in certain things. You don't know if it's mixed in weed or it could be in any drug or whatever, because it's like a silent thing. So you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And you had Gangsta Boo. You know, she was a popular rapper from Memphis, from 3-6 Mafia. She died at the top of the year. Remember, January 1st, she died.
Yeah.
Fentanyl. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure she was just smoking weed or popping whatever she was doing and didn't know it was laced. I had a scare. I told you this one time. You know what I'm saying? Where, like, I had, like, what do you call that? I'm just losing my train of thought now real quick. Edible. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know, but this edible was crazy. And that's why I'm like, yo, I got to chill out on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what really got me like, nah, I'm kind of cool because you just never know. So that part... the Trump interview, which is very, very interesting. So this whole fentanyl, because it's definitely like an epidemic. So just be careful, you know, if you're indulging or whatever you're indulging, just be careful. You never know, you know what I'm saying? Always know whatever you're indulging in, just know where you got it from or whatever, because that's something to really pay attention to. So I just thought that part was interesting. So, but I digress on that. So just to move forward to some of the other stuff that I thought was interesting with the whole Trump interview was basically nobody has separated themselves from the pack except maybe DeSantis, but I don't think he's no threat. And then you have Biden and Kamala Harris. You know what I'm saying? Where is Kamala Harris? You've seen her maybe twice.
They're going to use – yeah, she's coming back out now going to the barbecues, and they're going to use Obama. Now, where is Obama? That's what people fail to realize. You see nothing about Obama, and then when he get out of that campaign, and there's Obama.
Well, here's the other thing, too. Like, basically with that, too, another thing that Trump said in this interview that I thought was kind of interesting was, like, he was like, because, you know, everybody sees that freaking Biden has been so, like, just aloof. He's saying, is Obama really just a shadow president, you know, at this point? You know what I'm saying? Is Obama just kind of really running stuff? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, is he really just getting a lot of counsel from Obama at this point? Because it seems like he has no clue. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I never really paid attention to that. And I'm thinking, like, maybe that's why he will maybe want to campaign for that. Because maybe Obama's still, you know, the shadow president for all we know. You know what I'm saying? Because of you know, Biden and his situation or whatever. And you just see it's the same type of, I mean, it's the same, with Biden being in office, it's the same thing that Obama was doing for the most part. I hate to say it, but it's just not, you're not seeing a black person. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same type of policies. And, you know, that's the sad part about it, because I just thought it would have been more for us with Obama, you know. And, of course, you know, it's been nothing but, like, gay rights and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, not that I, you know, and I don't want to come off as like I'm homophobic or anything like that, because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. You know, I mean, you see it on commercials and all this other stuff, gay men, and all this, just, it's just out of hand. All the kids, and they can identify with all types of his, hers, and all this other stuff, they, and all this other stuff that wasn't prevalent, you know, years ago. So, so I guess the point I'm just trying to make is, it's, and then, you know, you just see it, and they ask him about the indictments and all this other stuff. And he was like, it's Biden. It's really Biden. All these indictments and stuff like that is him trying to just throw roadblocks because he knows. You know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be very interesting, because I don't see nobody the way. And then Trump, you know, he's speaking to the people. You know what I'm saying? He's going to Michigan. He brought up a lot of key points. Just in this sit down, you know what I'm saying? So he went to Michigan, was talking about the auto industry, and, like, you know, we got to bring, and Michigan, of course, that's the Great Lakes, you know what I'm saying? That's from where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? But where I'm from, you know, because I'm Great Lakes by way of Cleveland. This is Detroit, Michigan, and all that, which is in the same area. So just like the auto industry, and making sure that doesn't go too crazy, because, of course, we got the electric cars and all that stuff. But that's a lot of jobs that would be lost if it just goes all through electric cars, and, you know, all the jobs got to go back to China. So China gets a leg up on us. And then, of course, these electric cars, they don't go the same distances, you know, as regular, you know, fuel cars, because you got to recharge and all this other stuff. And then plus they're more expensive and all that. So it's like, we got to balance that. So I thought that was interesting. That's what he was speaking about in Michigan, which is really going to hit home. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of factory workers out there, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Michigan, that's what, you know, our automotive industry is in the Great Lakes region. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting. And then he talks about oil. You know what I'm saying? So just peep this. And I was just talking about this with one of my associates. It's like from the Middle East. This person that I was speaking to, she's from Pakistan, right? So she goes back and forth to Dubai and Saudi Arabia a lot because, you know, that's like kind of where she's from in that region. And, you know, I was just speaking because I'm kind of fascinated with the growth of just Saudi Arabia. You know, they got this new prince that's like, you know, switching all types of stuff around, and, you know, it's forward thinking, and, you know, Saudi Arabia's really, look, they've really, you know, of course, you know, Dubai, but it's not just Dubai, it's all of Saudi Arabia's really coming up. And you know why? Because they are just going through their oil reserve, and they're just, like, blowing money fast. Because the thing is, they're like, if everything's going to switch to electrical cars, we might as well just get rid of this oil, you know what I'm saying, and just really progress our country, which Saudi Arabia has been doing. That oil money, they just running through it like oil deal, oil, you know what I'm saying? Let's get this out of here, because everything's going to probably switch 20 years from now to electrical cars anyway. So why are we sitting on all this oil? So Trump was saying, you know what? Guess what? We got just as much. So why don't we, you know what I'm saying, tap into our oil reserve and stuff like that. And we're talking about the whole, you know, Ukraine-Russia conflict and how because of, you know, Biden and the oil prices or whatever, how Putin was able to just leverage that and, you know, go into Ukraine because he's getting so much money off of the oil deal that he has or something like that, something crazy. So it's just interesting. So what he's really talking, and he's, you know, talking about how California and the different things going on in California that he want to, you know, fit things of that nature. And the whole border, you know what I'm saying? That's been crazy because, you know, my wife's mother was actually going to come up and just stay in a hotel. But a hotel that I thought was a new hotel that just opened like 2 years ago, right? It's in Brooklyn. It's right across from this revamped theater. Janelle Monáe just performed there like last night, but it's this theater in Brooklyn. It's called King's Theater. It's like an old school theater. I think it's been around since like the 20s, right? And they redid it on Flatbush Avenue, not too far away from my place, right? But anyway, they opened up a nice hotel right across. So anybody that comes into Brooklyn to do a show at this particular theater, they could just stay across the street at this nice hotel. So I was like, oh yeah, you know, your mom's, you know, she could stay there. It's not too far. You know what I'm saying? It seems nice. And we went to go make reservations, and they turned the hotel into a freaking what do you call it? They turned the hotel into what do you call that again?
Yeah.
To a place that the hold I can't think of the name. I don't know why it's like leaving me, but like a place for like, yeah, for like immigrants, like, you know what I'm saying, like basically a shelter, a new hotel. They just turned into a shelter because they got so many illegal immigrants right now in New York City that they had to turn this hotel into a shelter. So it's just crazy, man. So anyway, so it's just a lot of things just need to be done because, you know, under Biden's watch, man, it's just getting out of hand, man. So we gotta switch it up and change it. So it's just gonna be very interesting to keep your eye on how they try to manipulate certain things, and because it's gonna be so apparent now because, you know, this election is it's a year and a month away, so it's going to get real interesting, you know what I'm saying, the way if they try to manipulate this thing, because now, you know, the veil has been lifted, you know what I'm saying, like people, you can't just say certain things anymore, nobody's trusting the media now. And remember, I've been on this since we started the show, I said I do not watch the news, and that's why, another reason why I've always, you know, gravitated towards Trump, because he was the first person of stature to really just call the media out, like, this is bullshit, and I'm president of the United States, and I'm telling you our media is bullshit, you know what I'm saying, like, that's just telling you something right there, you know what I'm saying, so you just can't trust shit, you know what I'm saying, so. And you got to get your news just certain ways. Hopefully, you do your own knowledge and kind of can formulate it. You don't have to buy newspaper or turn on your local news and get conditioned. You know what I'm saying? It's all different types of ways, information out here. You know, we do have Twitter or X now that you can kind of research and do your thing. You have YouTube. And, of course, you got to use discretion. You can't just believe everything. But that's why I say you got to connect your dots and use your intuition. So, you know, I've talked my ish long enough. This has been the world-famous chop-up. So, of course, Me and Black, we bring our show to you live and direct every Sunday, you know what I'm saying, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Big shout out to Black. Spiritual Conversation was on point, as always. Shout out to me for the world famous Chop Up. Definitely follow the Twitter page. You know, it's Real Adult Talk. We spell it T-A-W-K. We put that country twang on it. If you want to put a face with the voice, check me out on IG. The ad is Mo Binns, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.